We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ooh, water ice.
Go for some right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, there it is. One of my favorite songs on the show. Welcome back. Midday show. You know what that means. It's a guest the theme giveaway. All right, on the line right now, a pair of tickets to see Kevin James, the Irregardless Tour, Friday, June 16th at the Academy of Music on the Kimmel Cultural Campus right here in Philadelphia. All right, today's contestant is Mike in Washington Crossing. And Mike, are you ready to play here, our guest the theme giveaway? Mike, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Mike's ready to go. Mike, we're going to play three cuts for you. At the end, you tell us the common thread between the three. All right, here we go. Let's go with cut number one here, Kyle.
Pretty well hit to center field. And it is off the glove of Murray. Watch Bobby. It could be an inside the park home run. Vukovic is waving him on. Here he comes. He's safe. An inside the park home run. And the Phillies have won it 2-1 here in the 10th inning. What a way to end a ball game.
Well, I love hearing that voice. So that's number one. Here's cut number two.
Sam Darnold with time, looking deep downfield into the end zone. Touchdown Jets, Robbie Anderson.
All right, let's go with number three, one of my favorites. I just laugh when I hear it. Here we go.
That's well hit. It is going to be a grand slam. Robert Person has given the Phillies a 7-0 lead. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Deep to left field. Back it goes. It's gone. Robert Person has just hit his second of the game. He has 7 runs batted in, and the Phillies lead 17-1 on an amazing day here at the Vet.
All right, Mike, what is the common thread between those three, I guess four calls, but those three calls?
People named Robert or Bob.
You got it. Wow.
All right.
You hit that.
Right,
Mike, when did it hit you? Was it the last one, Robert Person, or were your antennas up after Bobby and Robbie?
I think the second one after Robbie Anderson, I got it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good job, Mike. Mike, congratulations. Put you on hold. Gave those tickets. Pair of tickets to the Kevin James Irregardless Tour Friday, June 16th. At the Academy of Music on the Kimmel Cultural Campus in Philadelphia here. Yes, Bobby Abreu,
yeah.
Robbie Anderson, and of course, one of my favorite names, Hugh, in sports history, Robert Person.
Mr. Person.
The guy's name is Person. It's
the plainest
name.
Yeah, it really is. Like the vanilla of names. I got to give it to Mike, man. It's been rare, I think, when we've done this, that the actual contestant has guessed it.
I didn't think that was one of the easier ones.
I would have to agree. I think it's the repetition. You start to hear Rob, Bobby, Robert. And
I do think we guessed the theme as we've played it over the past couple months. Like if you know it, right?
Yeah.
Like you could hear it five times, and if it's not hitting you, it's not going to hit you. If you get it, boom, you got it. It's a good job.
Harry really hit it home when he said, Bobby! Like, he just calls him Bobby.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that was great. It was great hearing those calls. Also, the juxtaposition, not one of the great broadcasters of all time. And was that Beth Mowins?
Ooh, yeah, that was...
Sam Darnold with time, looking deep downfield into the end zone. Touchdown Jets, Robbie Anderson.
Oh. Yeah, I'm the Ripper. She's not one of my favorite broadcasters. I mean...
be careful.
I'm just saying. She's not one of my favorites. Obviously, you have Harry. It's Hall of Fame level. And then, you know.
And it's her.
All time.
Yeah, not quite Hall of Fame level. All right, let's go. Before we go back to the phone lines, we wanted to mention this story because kind of caught us a little bit off guard here. And Hugh, it's the I think it was USA Today connected the dots between the Eagles and maybe still having a need for a wide receiver, because we talked about that in the offseason. They didn't draft one, right? They didn't go and get a wide receiver. Julio Jones, still out there, still Julio. Available. Now, a guy that you watched a lot, obviously, during his best days when you were in Atlanta, and he was, and he was a great player.
Hell of a player.
So
Hall of Fame player.
We're at the point of his career now where he's just probably going to try to latch on at the end of camp if he still wants to play. I could see why the Eagles would be interesting to him, Hugh. Like, if he wants a ring, like, I'm going to hang out here. I look at Julio Jones, and I just question if there's anything left in the tank.
Man, that's a tough one. You know, because I tremendous amount of respect for Julio, had a phenomenal catch in the Super Bowl when they played the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate thing is that it was trumped by Julian Edelman's catch in the Super Bowl. Got hurt a lot in his last couple of seasons.
Yes.
That was an issue. He wanted to shoot his way out of Atlanta, went to Tennessee, didn't play the way that he wanted to in Tennessee, went to Tampa for a little while, was hurt. Hurt, bottom line, hurt.
I mean, here's what something you rarely see in sports. You know how a player goes down, right, as their career goes on?
Yeah.
This is a direct line down. So his last 5 years, like I would say 5 years ago, 4 to 5 years ago were his, like, the end of him being great. 5 years ago, 113 receptions, 1,677 yards, led the league. Next year, 99 for 1,394. Still really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
The year after that, 51 for 771. It's starting to fall. 2 years ago, 31 catches, 434 yards. Last year, 24 catches. He's gone 113, 99, 51, 31, 24. It feels like it's over.
Yeah, listen. There were games where Julio was the only offense.
He killed the Eagles at times.
He would light that scoreboard up in a heartbeat. Tremendous amount of speed. Like, he was a special player, man. That's why I say I think he's a Hall of Famer. But like, when you talk about these young Thundercats that you have on this team, I mean, you could bring him here, but he'll probably be hurt most of the time.
And I'm not, like, I guess, like, what role is he even, is he, like, going to replace Zach Pascal as the fourth wide receiver?
Maybe a slot receiver. Maybe, you know, he's not putting him on a perimeter.
Does Julio make that catch in the Super Bowl that Quez dropped?
Yep.
Yes, but is he open?
Is he healthy?
And is he open? Probably not.
Right, I mean, seriously, right now, could he outrun Quez right now?
He's probably not playing.
That's what I mean. Game. Like, I he'd catch it if he was there to make the catch, but you said it, it's physical. Like, the decline has been, he's eroded physically. I guess it was hamstrings, right? It was always his hamstrings that bothered him. I'm not that interested. Like, if they have an injury in camp, right, if Devontae gets banged up, if AJ gets banged up, if they're thin at wide receiver, I wouldn't mind in August if he's still just, like, hanging out at home. Like, cool, come on in. But I don't see the point.
I got a who would you rather then, Julio or Deshaun Jackson? The Eagles have to sign one.
If you have to sign one, I would probably go Julio.
Yeah?
I mean, Deshaun's fast, but he's small.
I think I'd go Deshaun.
I think I would, too. I think he adds sort of like, because Julio, you can get what Julio's supposed to give you out of AJ and Devontae, right? Like, Julio's not taking the top off of the defense. Deshaun has that niche ability to take the top off of the D.
So you're going to put three little receivers on the field.
AJ's not little.
AJ's big. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about Devontae and Deshaun.
Oh, they're tiny.
They're little.
Yeah.
They're little.
They are.
I would take Julio and put him in the slot and let him beat the tight. I let him beat up the linebacker.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that linebacker has no – like, I would take Julio because of his size.
Mismatch.
Yeah,
the middle.
Because even if he's not that fast.
That makes
sense.
That's
a mismatch. That's what I would do.
That feels like a poll question to put up.
Julio or Deshaun?
When you hit me with it,
Eagles have to sign one?
It's interesting because – look, what we're talking about, fourth receiver on a team that has Super Bowl hopes. They're both old, both injury-prone, both used to be great. I mean, they're pretty similar. Like, obviously,
that old one cut deep, though.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
I mean, it's the truth over that. I mean, that old cut deep.
I'm being real. I'm older than both of them.
No, like, but it's just like, when you think, I mean, that's the reality.
They're,
like,
they're football old.
Like, you know what's funny? Somebody asked me the other day, why you quit playing football? Because I got old. I mean, it's just the truth.
Job you could do until you were like 65.
Why did I stop playing football? I'm like, damn it, woman, don't you see all this gray in my beard? I got old. For real.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you keep playing. Even if you wanted to play now, they'd tell you to go home.
I want to play now. I'd be like, man, go on somewhere. Go on somewhere, Grandpa.
Get out of here. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. Let's grab, we got our guy here? We got our guy. He's our guy. His name is Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
Herb.
What's happening today? It's 1 o'clock. Julio and Hugh Douglas Listen, I've got a couple of things I want to say.
Go ahead.
I don't know where the Phillies are picking in the draft, but I saw a kid from Florida last night, left-hander, 28 home runs, and he's a pitcher. He's the next Ohtani in college.
You think you found the next Ohtani? They come around like once every 100 years, these guys.
This dude is a freshman. The coach, Sullivan, who I know, I've seen him around, and he already said this guy's probably going to be here and going in the draft in July. But he's probably a top 10, might even be a top 5 prospect. Once, you know, they had a walk-off. They were losing by 3 in the 11th inning.
But you have a pipeline to Dombrowski, Dave. You got to tell Dave about this kid.
I'm getting disgusted with Dombrowski.
Why? What'd he do?
Not because he wouldn't give me a job. I heard you.
You heard me?
I got a passenger in the car.
You're talking about other folks.
She had a bad night. Bad night.
Was she all right, Herb?
Okay. Yeah, she's okay. I'm looking at a threesome. Ashley Court, that's the place. Ashley Court. She takes care of this old man that came and walked every time, you know.
So why are you down on Dombrowski? He didn't give you a job. What job were you applied for? What job did you? Would you try to
advanced,
do?
Like the... Let me say something.
Yep.
The next 10 games, advanced scouting is going to be very crucial.
So is that the job you were going for?
Advanced scouting. That was one of them. Yeah.
Constantino's.
Listen, see the issue here, okay, is how they when they got to win 5, 6, 7 of these games.
Well, they're not going to win all 7, Herb. Let's be real.
They can't bury themselves. The issue is okay, is that.
Why are you looking at me?
They have to come out, okay, like they came out the ninth inning and the 10th inning. They got to come out aggressive against these teams, okay? Because they're playing divisional teams. And they got to put up, you know, knock these teams out. They got to score.
So would you say it's do or die? Like this is it. They got to win these.
It's not do or die, but they got to show the fans of Philadelphia. They got to show themselves, okay, and ownership that they're here. We're going to compete for this division.
Well, I agree. Okay? I mean, this is it. I mean, they're playing the Braves this weekend.
Let me say, what's his name? Turner.
Trey
Turner.
Yeah, whatever
his
name is.
He's got to go
I'm
back.
I'm definitely drinking MD 2020.
What they're doing is they're looking at the Dodgers. All these teams. How did we get this guy out? Okay, when he was playing for the Dodgers.
Turner, Trey.
You understand, yeah. How did we get him out, okay? And that's and Turner, he needs to go back and look at some of his Dodgers, the way they –
I think you're onto some. He could watch those at-bats. Herb, Dombrowski should have given you the job, Herb. I mean, like, you're prepared.
You gotta come out with everything here, man. I want to see some hit and run. I want to see some button guys over.
Hugh, do you agree?
If a guy hits a double, I want to see them move him over to third base. Run him over to third.
It's just small ball. Okay? Small ball in Atlanta. That's
got
the key.
Some nuts. I'm chewing on
Herb, we'll talk soon. Herb, you get to where you're going too safe, all right?
Listen, okay.
All right.
AMB. Okay, one more year. There's the Knicks. There's a lot of teams got a lot of draft picks.
Well, they do, we'll ship him out of town if he doesn't figure this out, Herb.
Between now and 2030, go take a look. I already looked at them. There's a ton of draft picks right in the Eastern.
Well, go get them, Herb. We'll talk soon. Oh boy, Herb, you drive safe. All right.
I'm fine.
All right. Okay.
I'm thinking about Orange Jubilee or Banana Red.
Okay.
My favorite part today was the passenger clearly trying to give him directions to where to drive.
He's
just waving her off.
Yeah.
Just waving her off like it's nothing.
Orange Jubilee or Banana Rita.
Yeah, I think you needed to drink it before that call, to be honest
with
you.
Basically. It does feel like a Friday.
We covered a lot of ground there, to be honest. I mean, we covered the next Ohtani. We got the Dabrowski turn him down for a job, and we also got the Phillies stuff here. We did cover a lot. And Embiid.
Scouting. Yeah. Embiid. Embiid is his new name.
Yeah, Embiid. Of course, Castellanos.
Oh, man. All over.
Do we, like,
Castellanos.
How big of a deal would it be if they gave Herb a job with the Phillies?
Like, oh, yeah, we'd be leading.
That would be huge. We probably wouldn't talk to him as much because he wouldn't have time to talk to us because he'd be out doing.
He's calling on the job now. I mean, you don't think he would do the same thing?
You know what? You make a great point.
it would be Rob Thompson in the background trying to get some scouting reports.
And then told her to be quiet while he was on the
I mean, that poor lady was trying to tell him where to go, the turn to make, and he just waved her off.
We had all of Herb's attention.
Yeah, we did, which is great. Hopefully, we had the audience attention during Herb's call. Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Tyrone.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Wow, you got me following the man, the myth, and the legend.
I know.
Wow.
Julio and Hugh Douglas.
Kyle with the cut-ups, though. With the
I know.
Though,
he's
right?
Ready.
Yeah, it's always entertaining listening to Herb. He's the all-timer. Yeah, but I hear you talking about the Phillies. I think it hasn't gotten warm yet. And I think that's one thing. And I think once, you know, baseball is a warm weather sport. And I think you get with a lot of the players, you know, they're out there playing in short sleeves and long sleeve shirts. I think they're cold for one thing.
Well, they can wear Under Armour. I mean, they could wear some layers here. We could do that.
Yeah, when you hit the ball and your hands are cold, you know, I think a lot of that is psychological. I think the Phillies are going to come around.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, hopefully yesterday was certainly a Trey Turner, you know, breakout moment. Yeah, yeah. And Tyrone, it's a big deal because they need him right now. They need it badly.
Yeah, and I saw him in a World Baseball Classic, even though it was kind of like a, you know, prelude to spring training, but he looked really good.
He looked great.
But I think now the pitchers apparently have a good scouting report on him, and whatever they're doing is working. But I think when he gets into his groove, you want to see the real Trey Turner.
Well, you know, Tyrone, we all hope you're right. The Phillies do too, because they gave him $300 million. Tyrone, we appreciate it. Can I I just want to throw something out there, because we do this like hitting season, warm weather stuff, and all that. You know, all the other teams are playing in this
is the cold, the inclement weather.
Yeah, like, you know, like the rain.
Well, yeah, the hitting season might be like it could be an environment, like an area thing. Philadelphia is a place that gets very hot and cold,
sure.
And you know there is a warm ball carries more season than the dead heat of the summer.
And I do recall times in Arizona, Colorado, where it has been snowing during baseball season.
No, it could be, and it certainly could be bad weather, but like, it's not April anymore.
No, it's not. I see what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, if there is a place that there might be, you know, the climate does change to a point where you would dub it.
So I just pulled up my weather app here. So next Thursday,
it's gonna be like 90. Right?
Next Friday, 97.
Hitting season.
So does that mean like that's the official start of hitting season?
Yeah.
Like I think when we hit 90 for the first time, we're there.
I think you know what? I'm gonna be a little hot takey. I think it's gonna be hitting season for the Phillies
in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because it's sundress season. So
good
that's
morning,
kind,
Atlanta.
Kind of a correlation.
Is that good for the players though?
Yes.
Or should we tell them to stay in their hotel?
No, they should be fine.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everyone's focused.
This is a business trip. This is a business.
Well, that's what it needs to be. We can't.
Yeah, it's a business trip.
Can't be losing our players here. Max in Jacksonville. What's up, Mac?
How's it going, boys?
What's going on?
Hey, Mac.
Nothing much, man. Yeah, I wanted to call in. I wanted to be positive, not rip anybody. But then we got going on the Sixers and Embiid, and it just drives me nuts. Like, if your idea is to surround Embiid with shooters, it doesn't work. Because, number one, he doesn't run the point after rebounds. And also, he can't pass it out of the block. He cannot put it in the shooter's pocket. If you can't pass it in the shooter's pocket, then you're not going to be able to run the offense through Embiid.
Right. No, the thing you said there at first about running the break, like, you know, part of why the last, you know, 3-4 years, there's been so much success Giannis has had, obviously winning the title and going deep in the playoffs, and then now Jokic, is they both take the rebound, Mac, and they run the break. And either they go dunk it themselves or lay it up themselves, or they pass it to a guy for a three.
And that's what I was saying yesterday, like with the head fakes. And Jokic will be running the break, and he's head faking to move the defenders, and then passing it in the shooter pocket. So all he has to do is go up with it. Embiid, he throws it at their shoes. He throws it to the right, the left, over their head. They cannot, they're not shooting in rhythm when Embiid passes it. He's not a skilled passer. It's just that simple.
Well, not good enough, right? And there's, I mean, like the last series, 12 assists and 20 turnovers is egregious. It's just crazy.
Dude, it's brutal, man. We would have been pulled out of the game so fast, like in high school, if we were turning the ball over like that in clutch situations. Like, we would have been getting earfuls from the sidelines.
Well, of course, and unfortunately, it doesn't seem to get better here, Mac. It's like we're Groundhog Day. It's just like you wake up and it's the same thing, just like the year before.
100%. And I think that people that want to say people that want to blow up the team are emotional. I really think in reality they're just projecting their own emotional attachment to the players themselves. Because we've seen this for so long. I mean, if anything, we're just being logical and sensical about it.
Well, Mac, I like that. I like that. It's not emotion. It's years of being beat over the head with a hammer. And eventually you say, this hurts. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's like being with a girl and you want to have kids with her. But, you know, she never wants to have kids. So, like, what do you expect? You're not going to have kids unless you move on and try something else.
We were out there banging.
Yeah, you know what? I like a real life.
That is real. That is real specific. That's a real specific analogy.
I know it is. It cuts. You know what? It also cuts to the core, Mac. We appreciate it.
I have questions, but it's not for this radio show.
Yeah, it was here.
I'll give you his email.
Yeah, it felt strong. It felt real.
It felt like he needed some advice.
Well, you know what it is? At some point, like if you ever felt a scenario like Mac did, it's a fork in the road, right? You got to make a choice.
Yes.
If you want something, like we want a championship kids, I guess these are similar things.
I'm looking at a three.
Yeah, and that's separate. That's the
If she don't want kids, I guess you got to go.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And right now, we got to blow this thing up. 215-592-9494. We'll come back and all your phone calls on Trey Turner, James Harden. Some out there are calling that call we had that segment a top five Herb call ever. Tough day for the afternoon
show.
They lost it. I mean, they lost it. It's not easy.
You are poking it definitely feels like a Friday.
It does.
Julio and Hugh Douglas.
And we got something in Hugh's head today. Strange NFL news that came down yesterday. We hit that. And we have to tell you about an album that may or may not be hitting the shelves the coming weeks. It's the music news here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.